Mommy, there's no plane up in the sky.
Good evening, everyone. It's the Ranch Man here on the ATS Podcast Network. The song you heard in the intro was Goodbye Blue Sky by Pink Floyd. This is a topic that not a lot of people like to discuss because they just think it's a whole bunch of rubbish or whatever, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. You know, Area 51 is a very popular testbed for our exotic aircraft, the U-2. That's what Groom Lake was built for, the U-2. Then it expanded into the SR-71 and a whole bunch of other planes that you would have never even heard of. Well, most of us have never heard of, but they were there and they just didn't do good enough, and they slipped into the secrecy of Area 51. There's supposedly another project currently being worked on in Area 51, the Aurora project. The Aurora is supposedly a hypersonic test plane built to go Mach 2 or higher, and I really do believe in the Aurora. I absolutely think it's possible. If you think about it, it's absolutely, definitely possible that Area 51 could be a testbed. I mean, if you have evidence going back from, let me go back to 1991. On September 1991, there were a whole bunch of sonic booms going over Los Angeles, and no one could explain what they were. NASA did not have any shuttles up in the air at that time. There were no fighter jets that could make the sheer loudness. There's no jet aircraft in the armed forces now that could have made that sound. Seismologists report that the sonic boom had to be made by a craft going Mach 6 or higher. And the thing is, the fastest plane that the United States has ever owned was the SR-71, and that only goes Mach 4. If it ever even went to Mach 5, it would start to break up. So it had to be something else. I mean, the Aurora is absolutely possible. I'm gonna go to Above Top Secret's Wikipedia, Tin Wiki, and bring up a file and read it to you guys. Let's see. This is an excerpt from the tinwiki.org Aurora article. Right. The Aurora is the name given to a rumored aircraft that was developed in secret by the United States Air Force. Many believe it is the fastest, most maneuverable, and stealthy aircraft to date. Some have said that the capabilities of this craft indicate that it is a result of reverse engineering from captured or crashed alien spacecraft. Others believe that though it is incredibly advanced, though entirely terrestrial. And they've got some stats for it. The official designation of the Aurora could be SM-71, and because anything with the SR in front of it could be RS, because Lyndon B. Johnson made the mistake of transposing the two letters, calling it the SR-71. It was supposed to be the RS-71, but that's beside the point. So it could be the SR or RS-33A, the SR or RS-72, the SR or RS-75 penetrator, the SR or RS-79, the TR-7, XR-1 and 2, or the XR-7 Thunder Dart. Oh wait, I just got a little note saying that the XR-7 was the name for that Aurora model that this gentleman had made, and that's not really a true designation, so sorry if I'm sorry. And the XR-75 and the XR-79. It could be used as a strategic reconnaissance aircraft. All evidence points that the manufacturer could and very well may be Lockheed. Its maiden flight could have been in 1990 or 1991. Which would explain the loud sonic booms. It could be introduced, well, this is a little bit wrong here, it says maybe early 1990s, late 1980s, but that hasn't happened yet. The primary user for this, the branch that could use this the most, would either be the Air Force, the NRO, or the NSA. I would think that it would be like the SR-71 and U-2 and be used for reconnaissance work for the CIA, maybe even the FBI, I don't know. The Aurora name and look. The build of these aircraft are supposedly flat, black, and have an isosceles triangle shape. The full body specs are unknown. It may also have projection on the craft's underside, which may or may not hold the engines, which may be rumored to be PWDE, or Pulse Wave Detonation Engines, as suggested by Bill Sweetman's book entitled Aurora, the Pentagon's Secret Hypersonic Spy Plane. According to his design, the aircraft is tipped at the end of the cylindrical body from the sides and wings, which move out in a slanted angle and end connected to create the triangle look. The most well-known Aurora artist, Adrian Mann, creates computer-generated images of the craft using a similar design. Now, I can't show these to you because it is a sketch, and I can't put sketches into a sound file unless you want to hear a bunch of static. However, there are also renditions of the craft being more geometric, such as an elongated triangle, with a slight slant at the cockpit, as seen in the Testor's model of the aircraft. There are also designs that may resemble the SR-71 Blackbird, but a little bit more stealthy. All the designs incorporate a type of rudder on the end of each wing, so that would help in hypersonic speed maneuverability. These craft are what we apply the Aurora name to, but mind you. The reason we got the name Aurora was because of a 85 sensor slip with the word Aurora next to the SR-71 and U-2 Dragon Lady under the next year's special aircraft production funding. So that was a little bit of a leak. According to the Aviation Week in Space Technology, a popular aviation magazine that gives out information on secret or black projects in development, as well as more aviation news, Aurora was not one aircraft, rather the name of a project for several and different aircraft, including the aircraft that we classify as the Aurora. However, the name of the aircraft, or project was most likely changed after the leak to keep its confidentiality. The rumored plane, the Aurora, could have been a replacement for the SR-71 Blackbird. Everyone thinks that the Aurora replaced the SR-71 Blackbird. See, the SR-71 was retired in 1998, without a struggle by the Air Force, which is a first, because no aircraft has undergone a retirement without having the Air Force fight to keep it alive. But this one, they just let it slip by. That led a lot of people to think that why is it being replaced by something? I mean, this plane was had super speed and was very maneuverable. It could fly faster and better and outmaneuver a cruise missile. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to get rid of something that can do that. But if they did replace the SR-71, the Aurora would replace it and do its job better in many other ways. Another rumor about the Air 51's speed is that it could be anywhere from Mach 6 to Mach 20. If it's Mach 6, I can understand that it's still capable for a pilot to be in it, but I mean, for it to be Mach 20 or more, that has to be an unmanned aerial vehicle. It had to be. There's no way. No human could survive that without turning into jelly. You know, unless it orbited the world a couple times to get its speed up. Without it, you know, it would have to overcome the G-forces in that. And the pilot would most certainly die if it sped up quickly to Mach 20, because that would be a huge amount of positive G-forces. And the positive G-forces are the ones we don't want. Negative G-forces are okay, that means you're weightless. Whoa. And it says that the Aurora can take photographs at such a high resolution and can outrank satellites in our atmosphere, built for spying on enemies, but higher. And the Aurora can do maneuvers that would cause death in a pilot from pressure. They say that the death by pressure is achieved They say that they avoid the death by pressure by incorporating alien technology that crashed or that was captured or was put in a trade by the extraterrestrials. But that's another post. A lot of people think that the power source for the Aurora is a pulse wave detonation engine. PWDEs, they're also called. PWDEs tend to move a lot faster than conventional jet engines, even supersonic engines. And according to that Aviation Weekly magazine, that's the power horse for it. Okay, about the development. A lot of people think that the manufacturer of this aircraft was Lockheed. The Lockheed Martin's Advanced Development Project Unit, also previously known as Skunk Works, who were responsible for the SR-71, the U-2 Dragon Lady, and the F-117 Nighthawk, and many other smaller and unknown black projects. Some of these projects are still black, meaning that they were never put into service, but they're still classified by the United States government. And the Aruma, and the Aruma, and the Aurora is rumored to be. The Aurora hasn't gone under, I don't think the Aurora has been released yet. There was news earlier that the United States Air Force had said they were going to go ahead with a bomber project. They did not mention the bomber project or what its capabilities were. They said it was a classified bomber project that they've been working on for some odd years now, and that they're going to take another step further, and that it will be put into service in a couple years. So let's keep our fingers crossed for that. And of course, another theory is that the aircraft was equipped with reverse engineered technology from crashing alien spacecraft, which is kind of hard to believe. Alright, anyway, the most common belief where the Aurora is being tested, worked on, and held is the Groom Lake facility in the NTS Nevada test site, also known as Area 51. There is another place, and excuse me if I butcher this word, the Royal Air Force Macrahanish in Scotland, and also the Lockheed Testing Area Plant 42 in California, Beagle's Air Force Base in California, and Edwards Air Force Base in California. The Area 51 facility theory was supported by satellite images taken of the base in the early 1980s and revealed just recently showing a black triangle displaying features that coincide with the description of Area 51 parked in front of the massive Hangar 18. Now, for those of you who don't know what Hangar 18 is, Hangar 18 is supposed to be the black hangar. It's the hangar where the top secret projects are being held, and they say that the hangar is an elevator that brings the plane into the lower levels of the base so that it can be hid. Because, I mean, a giant plane like that could fit in a hangar like that, but what about all the other projects that are going on in Groom Lake? Anyway. The aircraft has also been spotted and described to the T numerous times by people living in Rachel, Nevada, place I want to move, the closest town to the base, also known as the town in Area 51's backyard. Okay, just a couple more sections here. Sightings. Contrail. Okay, contrail. The Aurora's contrail is rumored to be a long, slow, dissipating trail with rings or loops around it called the Donuts on a Rope Trail. Also known as the Donuts Trail, the Donuts on a Rope, Donut Trail, Rings on a String, Donuts on a String, Loops on a String, and Rings on a Rope. Wow. However, this trail is not only made by the Aurora, some sites speculate. Dreamland Resort, which is a place that has good information, but they don't like to give it out, gives examples as to aircraft that could make these contrails that are very well known and that we do see every day, probably planes we've even been in. And so just a contrail can be made by any aircraft in the right air conditions. Alright, the sightings. The most popular sighting is the sighting in August of 1989. By Chris Gibson of the oil rig Galveston Key, cited a formation of two F-11s, a KC-135, and a black, flat, triangular, unrecognizable aircraft. Although part of the Royal Observer Corps was specially trained to identify aircraft at a glance, and nobody could get it. Nobody could figure out what it was. And these people are specially trained to know what aircraft are supposed to look like. Like I said, from June to September in 1991, usual sonic booms are heard through California and are tracked flying over Nevada, stopping around Nellis Air Force Base and the Area 51 facility. And in November of 1991, Florida, Central Florida, flying over Hillsborough and towards Avon Park and somewhere around there, heard Central Florida, heard the same sonic booms. In 1992, an aircraft fitting the description of Aurora was sighted being loaded onto a C-5 in the Lockheed Skunk Works plant. This was given to us by a leak. In summer of that same year, a 200-foot-long aircraft that matched Aurora's build but with a lighter color was seen numerous times around the Mojave Desert on approach to Lockheed-controlled RCS range. In October of that same year, a sighting near Beale Air Force Base was reported, and an Air Force near Beale Air Force Base. An Aurora-like craft, two F-117s, and a KC-135, similar to the formation seen by Chris Gibson, which we're flying tonight. And the KC-135 carries the KC-135Q carries the JP-7 fuel for the SR-71, which would make the aircraft sound as though it would be high-powered. In Amarillo, Texas, had the first sighting of the Donuts on a Rope contrail in October. Yeah, in October of 1992, again, double sonic booms were heard going to California, going about Mach 3 towards the Groom Lake facility, and there were no space shuttles in orbit at that time. In January of 1995, Two British Airways pilots saw something with that describe that. Saw something that was typical of the aurora appearance. In July 1996, Orange County is hit with a sonic boom that shattered some windows and set off some cars, and Palmdale, California residents hear a screaming takeoff, as it's described from Palmdale Air Force Base. Possible theorized explanations about the looks. Optical phenomena. It could have been light reflecting off the bottom of birds, but I've never seen a shiny bird before. Silhouette from flocks of birds in formation, and I don't think birds can fly at Mach 6, but that's okay. Normal military jets whose look has been distorted by weather, sun, etc., and misidentification of normal objects. Here's some evidence against it. If a Freedom of Information request is made for the Aurora, no information will be found. The military, CIA, and U.S. government will deny existence of Aurora. That's probably because the project is classified and they can't say anything about it. The FOA files say we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of any files matching that of an Aurora project. They also say, do not take that explanation to seem that we are denying, that we are withholding information, but they are. A chairman of Lockheed has been quoted saying, yeah, there is an Aurora, however, I believe that it was codenamed for the Northrop B-2A Spirit, wasn't it? Yeah. A lot of the codenames have been used multiple times. I can't give one right off my head right about now, but if I research it, I can give it back to you in another podcast. Here's something funny. Aurora in fiction, pop culture. In the X-Files episode Dreamland, Agent Scully and Mulder chase down an aurora. I would love to do that. An episode of JAG features a sighting of the craft. The movie Falcon Down, created by the Sci-Fi Channel, with William Shatner, features an aurora-like aircraft called the Falcon. In the film, Aurora Operation Intercept gives in-depth details on the aurora. In the movie Broken Arrow, the aurora is briefly mentioned. Props from the movie Stealth, with Jessica Alba and Jamie Foxx, were believed to be the aurora until they were identified. Video games, Command & Conquer Generals, a computer game, features the aurora. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, a game for the computer, Xbox, PS2, and GameCube, features a mission in which to destroy a crashed aurora in the Desert Siege expansion. An N64 and PlayStation game, Vigilante 8, features three aurora, or aurorae, in the Area 51 level. PlayStation game, Ace Combat 3 Electrosphere, an aurora can be unlocked at the end to fly. In the game F-22 ADF, and its sequel Total Air War, the aurora can be glimpsed. Jane's Fighter Anthology Flight Simulator has a mission in which you must fly. Does match that of the description of the aurora. The PC game, Spec Ops Rangers Lead the Way, features a mission involving the aurora. The aurora can be seen in an underground level in Area 51, in the game Area 51, and appears during and shortly after the main character, voiced by David Duchovny, speaks on the rumors of Area 51, including secret spy planes. Now, I can tell you, as a first, I've played this game and I've beat it, and it does match the description of the aurora. I mean, it has the same belly-mounted engines, it has the classic triangular shape, it has the same wing rudders, it's black, and it's triangular, and it does match the appearance of Aurora very, very well. So, bravo to them. In books, the plane can be mentioned in and used in Deception Point by Dan Brown. The Atlantis books use the Aurora as a critical role. The books are by Greg Donegan. Okay. That conflicts with something else, but I'll tell you later. The aircraft is mentioned in Frederick Forsyth's Fist of God. The plane is mentioned and used in the book Nano by John Robert Marlowe. The Area 51 book uses the Aurora. It's a main character in the book. I've read it myself. The series is by Robert Doherty, writer of the Atlantis series. The plane is mentioned and used in the book Chains of Command by Dale Brown. I'm just going to plug something real quick. If you look on my website, I'll give you the URL. It is h1.ripway.com/CPLJWLUSMC. That's Corporal Joseph W. Lucas, United States Marine Corps. That's my father. All together now, h1.ripway.com/CPLJWLUSMC. No www dot in front of that, it won't work. I don't know why. Right there you can see the clip by, you can see the clip of the Aurora caught on video. I forgot the man's name, but, it was Jim DeVoy, yes. With the giant fireball and the contrail of the aircraft. Another cool little fact about that is that the news stations would not use that clip. They had someone say that, yeah, it's real, and it hasn't been faked, and it's nothing recognizable in, general life. I mean, it can't be an airplane or even something falling out of the sky. Nothing like, a meteor wouldn't make that. If that was a meteor, I'm pretty sure that the Earth would have been greatly influenced by that. I mean, the Earth wouldn't be the same. So, yeah. After all that blathering that I've done, and I'm pretty thirsty, I want to know what you guys think about the Aurora. You think it's real, after all the stuff that I've written, read? And, do you think it's fake? Do you still have that same mentality in your mind that it doesn't exist, and it's just a whole bunch of bollocks? Yeah, so just tell me what you guys think. Is it real? Is it fake? Is it what? This is the Ranchman signing off of the ATS Podcast Network.